Yeah, the trophy was my idea. I felt kind of bad that, after all that work, Birch had nothing to show for it. So when we got home, I asked Mom and Uncle Star if I could use some of the money from my trust fund to get him something. I'm really glad he liked it. I still don't know what he meant by saving him from himself, though. Oh well. I got through my final exams without a problem. In fact, my teacher said that I was better after the whole contest thing. In fact, I made the honor roll, which made my mom happy. Bobby Thornbody and I hung out for a few days. Uncle Star got caught up on his journals and got the email filter installed. He gave me a new email address, too, and told me not to give it out. Only give out the old one, but to tell him whenever I gave it out so that he can add them to the filter. I asked him, what if I forgot? And he said the new email would only accept mail from the old email address. Pretty sneaky, that. Birch was busy on the phone a lot, calling the USO, military contacts, airlines, all in an effort to get our trip to Afghanistan worked out. It took an extra week, but he got it done, and then he sat down and started furiously writing music. That, and he made several trips to Cincinnati again. No one will tell me what he does there. I'm thinking music supplies. So anyway, we got our supplies packed up and ready to go, and a military vehicle came by to pick up our equipment. It was pretty cool. Then we all got in our car and drove to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. They actually had a private plane for us. I got to go into the cockpit while it was flying, too. I knew there were a lot of controls, and I knew what most of them did, but still, it was neat to actually see them fly it. I got to sit in the co-pilot's chair for a bit and put my hands on some of the controls. It was a really long flight, but they had provided us with cots to sleep on. We landed in an airbase in Turkey in the middle of the night there before taking off again. During the last flight, we were told to stay in the center of the plane, and the landing was pretty steep and rough, but we got there without any problems. Local time was early morning. First, we had to make sure all the equipment got sent to the base where we would be performing. It was kept pretty hush-hush since they did not want any terrorists to get the idea that it would be a good target. Then we got driven out to the hospital. It was so exciting to see Dad again. He looked pretty good, too. He had an IV and looked like he had lost some weight. I could see a few places where stitches had been put in and some type of tube that was vacuuming something, and I didn't want to see that. But it was great to see him, and he seemed happy to see us. He was especially happy to see Birch.
Birch, come over here. Good God, it's good to see you. It's been almost 10 years.
Yes, I know, and I'm sorry about that. Personal problems that I'm working on now.
Good heavens, you two sound so much alike.
Well, we are brothers after all.
We spent a good amount of time with him talking and getting caught up on things. Mom even asked when he would be coming home. Dad said it would be soon, but not until they could move him. Wow, Dad's coming home! Oh, geez, we're going to have a full house. With about 6 hours to go before the first concert, we went back to the base. We were going to give 2 concerts, and the times were not announced publicly. The troops would simply be brought in when the time came. We rehearsed our songs once and even had a full orchestra backup. Wow, did that really sound cool. When the troops got there, we put on our first real public show. We got permission to do some of our songs from Rock Band Wars. They loved the show, and for our finale, we performed a new arrangement of an old song.
Control thy my liberty in law. O beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful.